So generate an altruistic motivation for the meditation. The first of the four opponent powers is the power of the basis. So the basis is refuge in the three jewels and developing bodhicitta. So first just reflect on the intense suffering of the lower realms. Think of the different animals and insects striving for food and fearing being eaten. Suffering from heat and cold. Other dangers. Suffering in the spirit realm, intense hunger and thirst, and very intense heat and cold. Even when they find a little food, then there's many obstacles with their physical body or guards who don't allow them to reach the food or drink. The food turns into flames, or the water is filled with foul substances. And then the continuous, intense suffering of the hell realms. Think, I must not get born in the lower realms. And reflect on the whole of samsara, how as a human being, an upper realm being or a god, there's always the danger of dying and falling to the lower realms. As a human, there's the suffering of birth, suffering of aging, and faculties declining, various sufferings of different illnesses. The suffering of death with great fear, separating from loved ones, possessions, status. And as humans, we would be very amazed to have all the opportunities of the gods with very beautiful bodies and really very fine sense enjoyments, great wealth and no need to work or toil. There's a lot of jealousy of lesser gods, of the higher gods, or those more wealthy. And at the end of life, there's grief unlike anything a human would understand. A whole week of suffering with clairvoyance, knowing one's falling to a lower realm, a lower state, without any of the enjoyments of the god realms. So think how all sentient beings are in the same situation. But the vast majority have no understanding of that reality. Each and every sentient being is just like us, wanting good conditions, happiness, safety. So who can we turn to for protection? Who can help? It's only the three jewels that has the ability to really protect and completely free one from the suffering of samsara. And temporarily from rebirth in the lower realms. The Buddha jewel is the founder Buddha. He's like a doctor who attained the omniscient state, free of all faults, and all qualities develop. Who himself pursued the path to enlightenment over many eons. The Dharma jewel is the actual remedy, the actual refuge. It's the true paths and true cessations, the realizations that the Buddha has. And the Buddha teaches how to develop those true cessations and true paths that we can develop in our own mind. So that's the medicine, the teachings, and the realizations of those. The Sangha jewel is the support. Actually, the Arya beings who've realized emptiness. So totally understand Buddha's instruction, the root cause of samsara. They're like skilled nurses who can guide us how to practice the pure Dharma. When we really understand the three jewels and understand their qualities, and understand how we too can develop the same realizations, then becomes that trust can build a very deep and sincere refuge in the three jewels. And confidence that one can help others in the same way that the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are able to help others. So with great compassion for other sentient beings and really wanting them to have the happiness of all the stages of the path and temporary happiness in the meantime. And develop a sense of responsibility that I myself must attain the state of a fully awakened Buddha to lead all of them to that enlightened state. Fully focus on that mind of bodhicitta, and reliance on the three jewels. Then the second power is the power of regret. So think how one's mind at present is polluted. We have this great aim to achieve enlightenment, but our mind is polluted by the non-virtues that we've created in this life. Those non-virtues are carried on our continuum as potentials. They're in danger of giving rise to rebirth in the lower realms or other sufferings. Regret all those non-virtues, physical, verbal, mental non-virtues, out of attachment, out of anger, out of ignorance, to our enemies, our friends and loved ones, strangers. And then not only those actions we've done in this life, but think how with beginningless lives, each and every life I must have created countless negativities. So many stains abiding on my continuum. It's the same as each and every other ordinary being who's lost. Those beings we see commit so many negative deeds. I think I have done just the same. I must have done every similar negative deed in the past. So we regret our own actions in past lives as well as all the negativities of other sentient beings. Regret those actions we've encouraged others to do that cause them suffering and lower rebirths, also cause us suffering and lower rebirths from the pollution on our mind. And also all those negative actions we didn't do or encourage others to do, but yet we rejoiced that they were done through jealousy or greed or hatred or attachment. Or just plain ignorance. Regret all these negativities, recognizing the great burden. How even one negativity, one negative potential on our mind can give the result of a lower rebirth many times over. As well as a human, there will be environmental effects that are negative, similar actions that are done to us. And the worst result, the habit again and again to create those negativities. What a heavy load. focus on the power of regret. So when our refuge and bodhicitta is strong, and our regret is also very strong, then we feel naturally to engage in the power of restraint. We determine to be more mindful, more careful, to avoid negative actions of our body, our speech, our mind, as much as possible. We need to purify daily, but also need to practice restraint. Commit each morning to be vigilant, to know our own weaknesses and the things that may trigger our negative emotions to arise and negative actions to follow. Determined to keep very well our refuge and bodhicitta commitments, all our commitments as much as possible, following the Dharma. And then the power of the remedy. Having developed a strong wish to attain full awakening, to have the same excellent, perfect qualities to help other beings be free of samsara and achieve Buddhahood, and the power of the antidote will use as meditation on the six perfections, the practices of a bodhisattva. So think of the importance of practicing generosity. Helping others with material goods. Helping others by giving teachings or protection from fear. Giving time, loving kindness, giving over our merits, having a generous attitude to our circle of friends and family, our community, our enemies, to beings suffering in the lower realms and the upper realms. Giving over all our merit, using our time, our body, our speech, our mind, for sentient beings. Focusing on that generosity with one-pointed focus. Understanding the emptiness of the action of generosity. The one who is generous. And the object, the sentient beings. And then meditating on the perfection of ethics. Making strong determination to engage in ethical restraint. Restraining from non-virtue, but gathering virtue and acting for the welfare of sentient beings. On the basis of generosity, then ethics becomes much more easy, much more natural. Focus on ethical restraint. Remembering the emptiness of the agent, the action, and the object. The ethical restraint, then that easily leads on to patience, where one disregards the harm that is done to oneself. We're able to bear suffering. We don't abandon living beings. We definitely don't retaliate. Really understanding the situation of others, fully engaging in patience, holding that patient mind without distraction. Remembering the emptiness of the agent oneself, the action of patience, and the object, sentient beings. Ethical restraint leads on to joyous effort, makes joyous effort easy because one's more peaceful and calm and enjoys engaging in virtue. One's enthusiasm grows and the strength of one's virtue increases. Hold that joy in virtue with concentrated mind, without distraction. And reflecting on the emptiness of oneself, the agent, the action, the joyous effort, and the object, sentient beings. Feel what a powerful antidote the six perfections are. The generosity giving rise to resources that one can use extensively for sentient beings. The ethics giving rise to a human rebirth again and again, or an upper realm rebirth to be able to continue one's practices, having all the faculties complete. Patience giving rise to excellent companions who you can work with in harmony. Joyous effort enabling one to follow through and complete one's virtuous actions, whatever one undertakes. And focusing again in one's analytical meditation with concentration, then more and more becoming free of afflictions, causing dullness and distraction. And remembering emptiness, then also able to more and more develop what to adopt and what to abandon. Understanding the root of cyclic existence to be abandoned, self-grasping. And the antidote to that, wisdom, realizing emptiness. So really rejoice in being able to meditate in and purify in a very complete way. And then thinking again of sentient beings giving over all one's virtues and possessions and time and energy to sentient beings to help them. And praying to never be separated from the Dharma and the pure teachers who give pure instruction. Pray to complete the path to enlightenment, to be of perfect benefit to each and every living being. So we can all quickly attain enlightenment. Just hold that very firm dedication feeling one's mental continuum as being completely purified and once again determining not to engage in negativities as much as possible to increase one's virtue and purify daily